So if people ask for following high standards of living, so we can say that this simply shows that we take our relationship with God seriously. If you take your relationship with your family seriously, if your wife is sick, if your child is sick, you may be in a conference in America, you leave that and come back home. Why? Because you take that seriously. So we are not just sentimentalist, think everything is right. We consider God to be a reality and we focus on our relationship with God seriously. At the first point we can talk about it. Another point we can talk is that this is not an imposition. No one forced us to do this. No one forces anyone to do this. It is a progression. We heard the philosophy, we chanted a few rounds, we got some nourishing spiritual experiences. And that's why we felt convinced to do this. We felt inspired to do this. So, Krishna's mood is Vimrishaita Dasheshena Yathechitha Guru. Deliberate on this and do as you desire. Krishna says in 18.63. So, we can also present the same thing. No, it is not that just by exploring Krishna consciousness, it's necessary that you have to come to these standards only. Now, explore this. If it makes sense, you can continue it. If it doesn't make sense, it's up to you. So, rather than presenting this as absolute entry-level requirements, we can present this more as an invitation. This is what we experience, this is what we do, and this is we experience something, that's why we are doing something like this. So one of the things which people do observe, if we are well situated in bhakti, people will observe that we are relatively peaceful, we are relatively joyful, even without doing the things which people think are enjoyable. So initially people may think that there are so many restrictions in your life, you're not enjoying life. But then they will see that if they associate with serious devotees, they will see that actually this person seems happy. It's not that the person is discontented. It's not that the person is struggling to say no to things. Then they will think that their brain also start working. What is this person getting? Must be getting something here because of which they follow something like this. So, we don't emphasize, even if we don't have to hide these regulatory principles and our standards, we don't have to emphasize them. We can present those aspects of Krishna Bhakti which are likely to appeal to them and gradually inspire them to explore. And when we have that invitational mood, not an impositional mood, then if they are open, they will explore. And gradually, if they come to temple, they get some spiritual experiences, and they will be attracted more and more to practice this. So our focus should not be on what they have to give up, but focus on what we are offering them. So Prabhupada would give the example that, if you want a diamond, once a person understands the value of a diamond, that person is ready to pay the price for it. But if the person doesn't know what a diamond is, and then we say, this is 25 lakhs, why should I spend 25 lakhs? First tell people what a diamond is. And once they understand what a diamond is, then they will become ready to pay the price. So it's not that if somebody is advertising a product, it's not the first thing they say, this is the price of the product. Isn't it? First thing they say, this product is so good, this is like this. And then somewhere small place they will put the price. And many times in advertisers they don't even put the price. Isn't it? So the point is, when we are trying to attract people, we have to focus on how good what we are offering is, not what the price is. The price will come later. It is, if the advertisement begins with the price, that is not an advertisement, that is actually something which is repelling people. So we get the dynamics wrong. Sometimes we are proud of our principles.
Yes.
And then we try to boast, this is what I follow. Well, that is our ego acting. That is not our compassion. We are not becoming channels for Krishna's compassion. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.